Ksubas left us on biz shechof aleph.
We hope tomorrow to be able to finish the sugya. Thursday, I'm gonna take a little bit of a detour, and we're going to discuss the sugya of hadlokas near Chanukah, where a person should light. Should he light by the front door? Should he light by his window? I'm not the poisik. I've made that clear many times, but we could learn through the sugya a little bit that we should at least some of the svaras, a hin and a hair. We do that together with the Yarchei Kala. That's the last shiur of the Yarchei Kala is that's the inch, at least it's Thursday morning. The Yarchei Kala is a little upset that they came to me this morning, like, I don't have any time for them, but listen, I have a day job. This is my day job. This is my day job. So this is what we're going to do. Beis Hashem, then hopefully next week we're going to finish the Gemara, Daf Yud, till Daf Yud Amid Beis. And Yud Amid Beis, we get to the Mishnah, we see at the Shmai, we're going to try to do a Kinyan on Maseches Ksubis. We'll make a nice Chazor, we'll figure out exactly how much time we're going to Chazor, and then afterwards have a very special opportunity to do Chazor, obviously with someone. We'll find someone that's willing to do it. Hopefully the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm assuming it will be by the Rosh Yeshiva. We'll go to Rosh Yeshiva Chazor, I assume. Ready? Everything's okay? What?
Everything's perfect.
Okay, is everyone here? I think we got everyone, right? We're missing anyone back there in the back right? That's it. Finally good. Okay, Zakta Hei Gigimara.
Yes,
I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Neman lafsida ksubasa. A person says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Neman lafsida ksubasa. He now we're getting into a whole different realm, or at least a new realm which we haven't really discussed before. We were talking about Rabbi Lazar was talking about I'm Pesach Pasuch Neman. The Israel love comes along. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. I'm Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Neman lafsida ksubasa. We have to see it's a machloikas. Do they agree? Are they talking the same language? That we'll have to see. I'm a Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. That's the discussion. Now, our boy said, let's just get clear. What does she respond? He walks in and says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. And now, when I get to the Rabbi Lazar Shaila, what does she respond? It's somewhat irrelevant what she responds, because why is he Neman? It's irrelevant. According to some Rishonim, even if there's Edim, there's Dam, there's all that stuff. It's irrelevant what she tainas. But over here, we're handling that we want to be mafsid her ksuba. What is she taining? So what happens if she tainas? Misha erastani ne'enasti. What does that mean? I agree. Pesach pasuach. But I can explain it to you. Misha erastani ne'enasti. And stop chusadei, which means that really you still owe me your ksuba. What's the din? The Mishnah daf yud beis amad beis brings a machloek as we paskin ne'emenes. She's believed. So if she comes and explains why Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, she's believed. So what is she coming? So it has to be she's saying something else. What is she saying? Could be she's saying, you're wrong. He comes and says Pesach Pasuch, and she says Pesach Sosum. Pesach Nol. Not true. You're making a mistake. You lie. Anything of that sort. Or she could say, you're right, Pesach Pasuch. But who is the one that was Pesach the Pesach? She blames it on him. She could say, you're the one who did it. He says, I did not. She says, you did.
She has to say anything?
The third side is she's shoysekes.
Why is there any more nemanus in that claim than if she was saying, whether she says me, whether it was nanasti or whether it was you?
If she says nanasti, mishar stani nanasti, she's not being makhish him. She's not coming to go against him. He doesn't know. He says, could be, maybe yes, maybe no. If she says it's not true, he says, yes, it is true. She says, no, it's not true. She's going up against him. If she says, you did it, he says, I didn't do it, she's going up against him. Those are cases where she is clashing with him. But if she just says, look, it's mishar stani nanasti, then she's ne'emenes.
So Tarsus says she wouldn't say, yes, and it's embarrassing to say.
Right, correct.
She wouldn't say it. So right. It's one of these three, not the case of Misanasti.
Yeah, it's not likely that she said that, but if she does say it, she's going to be Nemes.
Why would she be quiet over here?
She's very
sick.
Kashana Maisa. Yeah, it's a shadow. It's a secret. None of that. Fine. What does the Gemara say? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, I'm a Pesach Batsuach Matzasi. Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. Now, Abayisai, according to Rashi, this Gemara is going to be a little bit awkward, a little bit strange. Why? Because Rashi and Amar Alef said, Rabbi Lazar says, Amar Pesach Pasuach Neman Lo Yisrael Lov, and Rashi says, Lo Yisrael Lov, because Shavya Nafshe, that doesn't work for Ksuba. Why over here does the Gemara say, Amar Pesach Pasuach Neman Atzasi Neman Lahafsida Ksubasa? How is he Neman Lahafsida Ksubasa? Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes. It says the Shita Mekubetzes, well, we must be talking about that the husband is a bucky. Must be that he's a bucky. We don't, well, say, you don't know what you're talking about. He's like Kimle. Says Shima, no. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying that he's Kimle, or else, how is he Nemalav? See it, Subasa. You can be Nemalav, Yisrael love, even if it's not Kimle with what, or not Bucky, whatever with what. Shavya Navshe. But over here, we have to say he's a Bucky and Kimle. The Shaila is, but before I thought we said, the whole Pshat and what, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel are arguing if he's a Bucky or not? Says the Shita, no. The Pshat is as follows. What type of person was Rabbi Lazar talking about?
A bacher.
A bacher is ain't a bucky, and therefore we could discuss as he came later or not. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is talking about a nasri. If that's true, I would say these are two totally separate sugyas. No shaykhis sugyas. One sugya is a sugya of bacher. What's the din of bacher, says Rabbi Lazar? He's Naman la'Israelov. What about Lafsidik Subasa? No. The other sugya is sugya of nasui. Nasui maybe is Naman Lafsidik Subasa. What about Lazarov? No discussion. No shaykhis. We're not even going to. The two sugyas are two separate sugyas in Gansin. That's the chayr according to Rashi.
That's why.
Or else we have nothing to say. We'd be bored.
She's a besula.
What? She is a besula. He is on his second marriage, his third marriage, whatever he's on. He's already so he knows he's marrying her for the first time. But he lemaisa was married before. He comes in and says, "I know that she's not pesach pasuach matzasi. We're going to trust him. Why? He's kimle. What do you mean he's kimle? So Rabbi says not kimle.
He's married.
Okay, that's the whole. So Rabbi, the shita is in machalik between kimle and bucky. We're going to say he's a bucky. Okay, and for our, the way we said, okay, yeah, he's a bucky. If he's not a bucky, why is he nemalav sidak subasa?
Why do we have to say that in Rashi? Why can't Rashi just be? Why can't they be arguing on if you say the chazaka or not?
Because Chazaka doesn't help you. Chazaka and Tuech Besuda Mafsida. But he doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks, for sure he thinks that she's.
Well, if you didn't know, then you wouldn't do Tikkun.
That's what Gaita is, but I'm going to Gaita Mammon. We're making a loser Mammon? He doesn't know what he's talking about. But hold on a second. Does he know what he's talking about? Chazaka means that he's telling the truth. But he doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks, you're telling, buddy, go home, take it easy. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. So why does it ask? It says the Shita. Must be does know what he's talking about. Chazaka doesn't make you know what you're talking about.
Baruch
ata Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam
Shehakol Melech Haolam. Even though you're not married.
Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Amar Pesach Bilu Matzasi Neman Lav Sidak Subasa. Is Nemalav Sidak Subasa. Says Amar Rabbi Yosef, my kamash malon, was the chiddush. Tanina, we learned it in a Mishnah. Ha'oichel eitzel chamav biyehuda shaloi be'edim. Someone who eats by his father-in-law biyehuda shaloi be'edim. What happened was is when they had the erisin. So apparently it went as follows: the erisin they did in the house of the father-in-law. Who prepared that suda? Father-in-law. Then the nisuin they had the house of the chassan. Who prepared that suda? His father. Him and his father together. So ha'itzel eitzel chamav biyehuda means by the erusin they would be miyached. So ha'itzel eitzel chamav biyehuda shaloi be'edim, which means that there was yichud, there was no edim there. Eino yochol liton tainas besulim mipnei shemis yached ima, because he was misyached ima. Says Gemara, biyehuda udolo matzitain. Habigol matzitoin. It sounds from this Mishnah. In Yehuda you can't taina, but elsewhere you could taina. Why can't you taina in Yehuda? But Galil matzitoin. Ulemai. What's the taina? Ile Yisrael love. If he's coming to Aser, says the Gemara, Yehuda my loy. Why in Yehuda can't you taina? If he's coming to Aser, a person comes to Aser, we care what happened before. You're coming to Aser, what's the klal? Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Nisura. So, you know, we don't believe him, we don't have to believe him, or whatever. I hope you understand Shavya, but he's always Neman. Says the Gemara, and you see that he's Neman Lafsirak Subasa if he was in where? Galil, Yehuda le Matzitoin, Habigol Matzitoin, Tainus Pesach Pesuach Lafsirak Subasa is Neman. There you go. You see that there's Nemanus. So come on, Loi, the Katoin Tainus Damim. That mission is only talking about Tainus Damim, and Tainus Damim is Neman. Tainus Pesach Pesuach is not Neman. I'll have to see what the difference is. Okay, I believe it's just a small ha'ara on the lashon of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Which we're going to see later on, hopefully, in the Gemara. What happens if you are in Yehuda and you weren't Miyachid? What do you think? You were in Yehuda.
How do we know that you were Miyachid? There's no Yehud yet.
No, it's talking about the minig was to be Miyachid by the Sudas Erusin. That was the minig. They were Miyachid.
How do we know?
Well,
only when you're Miyachid,
the Gemara
says. Well, then you can say
there
was
Miyachid. On the one hand, the Mishnah says the reason is of Neshem is Yachadin. It's Mashma if they're not Miyachid Ima. So then, why shouldn't he be believed? On the other hand, the Gemara starts, Oichel, Eitzel Chamed B'Yehuda, Eino Yachal Litoin.
See, that everyone there was Mishach, it doesn't matter. There's never a case where no one was there.
So we have to see if there's a Gedra on this Takana or a Siva on this Takana. How does this work? Tully's already picking up on what direction we're going, and we have to see more where this Nemanis is. Takana's Chachamim Nemanis. Is this real Nemanis? How does this go? We'll have to see. Akol Panim. Let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi, "Lafsina ksubasa al pi atzmoi." The time will come on mefarish chazok and am toreach besuda umafsida. Rashi says. The Gemara says later on, why is there is the nemanis coming from? Rashi says, there's a special chazak. A person's not going to spend so much time on a suda and be mafsid the suda. We ask the question, who cares? He wants mafsid, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. He said, we must be talking about a person who's a nasa, and he does know what he's talking about. Says Rashi, Shebiyamim Shebein Erisin Lenisuin. Rashi seems to say a little bit different than the Rambam. The Rambam says that this is the Sudas Erisin. Rashi says it's any time you ate between the Erisin and the Nisuin. And Yochaliton Tainas Besulim, Kisheti. What does Rashi want to say when he says Kisheti Kanes Lechuppah? When he brings her into the chuppah, he can't taina. What would be if he tainted right away? What happens during the Erisin? During the Erisin. Well, according to the Rambam, right away would be
Kish Balatar.
What?
Kish Balatar. There's no question.
If there's what?
If it's Kiddush Ubal Alter, then there's no...
Kiddush Ubal Alter?
Ubal Alter.
What do you mean?
We're saying it makes a difference when the Bia happens.
So what would be if he walks in and he says, she wasn't a Besula? Is he Neman or is he not Neman?
When?
He's Kiddush Ubal Alter, and he walks in and he says, she wasn't a Besula. The day after the Erisin, according to the Rambam, when did the Yichud happen? When did the Yichud happen? What?
First day happened by the Erisin.
Happened by the Erisin. By the Rambam, they were Miyachah by the Erisin. The day after the Erisin, he walks into Bezdin and says, listen, Bezdin, I know maybe I shouldn't have done this, but Lamaisa was born last night, and she wasn't a Besula. So and she says, he's lying. It didn't happen. So is he Neman? So what's the answer? Answer my question. Is he Neman, yes or no?
He shouldn't be.
Even if he's Neman, what's going to happen? Even if he's Neman, what's going to happen?
Because he went ahead and
according to Rambam, he's not Neman.
Be what he shouldn't have.
So, okay, so what does that have to do with Tachta Lav Tachta? Let's go. My boy Sai, answer the question. Is he Neman or not Neman? Neman Lav Siksubasa. So why does Rashi say Kishetikanis Lechupa? Rashi says Kishin Chanis.
How you losing?
Oh, only when it's only when any Yochel times Mesuna Kishin Chanis lechupen Yehuda. But if it was then, says Mary is Neman. That's the Dikin Rashi. Rashi says Kishatikanis lechupa. 2 months, 3 months, a year later, he says, then she's Pesach, then he's not Neman. But if he would come in on time and say that she was not a Besula, says Mary, he's going to be Neman. Even to be Mafsid Tsuba. And that's what I thought also. But I think it's totally not right. I always say, why is he Neman Mafsid Tsuba? So, according to Rashi, why is he Neman? Enam Torech Besuda Mafsida. When is he Torech Besuda? When's the Suda? By the Nisuin. Who shtel the Suda's Erisin? The father. So the Svara of Enam Torech Besuda Mafsida, the Chayra, he doesn't have yet. Until he shtels the Suda's Nisuin. So only it becomes after the Nisuin and Tainus that it's Bezazul to even have a Havamina that he's going to be Naaman. Only if there's a Havamina that's going to give me that one. So maybe Rashi is saying something else. Rashi says, even though he's Tikkanis L'chuppa. And over there you have the Chazachim Terech. If he comes during the Erisin, then for sure we throw him out. We have no reason to believe you, buddy. Why should we believe you? You have no Chazaka. Not sure.
Also,
if
it's a bucky, you don't need the
chazaka. What?
If it's a bucky, you don't need the
chazaka. No. So why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi say that? That's Shita going in Rashi. So you have Stamakasha. If he's a bucky, what do you need that for? Because you have a cheskas mama that can get that. Just being a bucky doesn't help you. Excuse me? And a cheskas mama. Right. The boy says, what's the din in the following case? A man comes after Nisuin, and he says, I would like to tell you that this lady was not a Besula by her Erisin. In other words, he says, 3 months ago, I knew she wasn't a Besula. How did you know?
Zbailer.
Where were you?
Says the Rashba, he's not Neman. Why is he not Neman? Because we say to him, where were you?
It's
coming. I've seen the Ksubas again. Rabbi say, get the case clearly. Nehemiah, help me out over here, okay? He comes after the Nisuin. After the Nisuin, he comes and he says, she wasn't a Besula even by the Erisin. 3 months ago, I knew she wasn't a Besula. How do I know? Because I was boiler during the Erisin.
Why did he marry her? Why did he do the Nisuin? He gave her the...
So, is he Neman Lav Sida Ksubasa?
How? He agreed to marry her, man. Why is him coming to marry her?
Because again... What? The Rajma says he's not Neman. I'm going to explain to you why, Rabbi Said. Try to remember all of your tainas. I'm going to tell you what my taina is. I think he should be Neman. I don't understand the Rajba. Of course, I'm wrong, but I don't understand the Rajba. Rajba is not Neman. Why? Rajba says, why'd you wait so long? You know, Johnny come lately. All of a sudden, you come tell me now. Oh, but I don't understand. If I come during the Erisin, you're not going to believe me why. I don't have the Chazaka. You're going to throw me out the door. So I waited till I shtel the Suda. I want to marry her, but I don't want to pay the Ksuba. So therefore, I shtel. Hold on, let me finish. I shtel the Suda. Now I have a chazok and a terech besuda masida. Now you believe me. What am I going to tell you? Now she's not a besuda. It's not true. She wasn't a besuda back then. You don't have a chash anymore that he did it back then. I said I did it back then. But back then, she was already not a besuda because even when I was boiler back then, if he says I'm boiler her now, we don't believe him. Why not? Because he was miyachid with her. So probably he was boiler her. He's admitting he was boiler her. But he says when I was boiler, she wasn't a besuda. So we said, when he's Barley, we don't believe him, why not? Chazokanim Terech Mesudo Mafsida. So you don't have the Chazok over there during Erisin. But now it's already after the Nisuan. Now already he does have the Chazokah. So now the Mafreya should be, now he should be believed. Why did he wait? Because I couldn't be believed unless I wait.
But his kindness from a time when he didn't have the Chazokah. If his chazaka is from after his whole, he wants to use chazaka. Chazaka only helps you if you made the suda and then
he made the suda and then he tied it.
But it's from 3 months ago.
So what?
But he didn't have.
So what? Who cares?
So you wouldn't have believed me then. So I waited until now.
Now you believe me. Now I have a chazaka.
But you're kind of still from then.
So what? Who cares? What difference does that make? What? No, Adarabba. Now that he made the Suda, this, listen, if I wanted to be Mopsider, if I wanted a divorce, I never would have made the Suda. So now you have reason to believe me. So believe me now. No, he's not. He wants to stay married to her.
He's tanning Besum or.
What? He doesn't want the Ksuba, but he still wants to stay married to her.
No, in this case, his time is done.
Bia happened, I don't know. That depends on the Rashi and the Rambam. I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara says Adam Terech. Later on, you have to see if, I don't know. Good question. Voisai.
He's coming with tennis, Pesach for Dhamm in the Rambam. Because Dhamm, there's no Kiradas.
We're not talking about Kiradas.
What do you mean? If it's time is done, there's no Kiradas. You should have came to Bezer right away. You're coming 6 months later.
Dafka didn't come because he wouldn't be Naaman right away. If he comes right away, he's not going to be Naaman. We're not going to believe him.
3 months after he was engaged and married.
No, we waited the day after he got married, he came. Day after the Nisuan. Now he did a Suda. Now that he did a Suda, he has reason to believe me. And I'm Terech Masuda Mafsida.
But he's only making the suda.
But he would be Naaman Shavya Naaman.
Why is he only making the suda to be Mafsida?
Because he wouldn't have been Naaman otherwise.
What?
He's only making the suda, so he'd be Naaman.
Why didn't he just say?
He would have been shoving.
What do you mean? He's putting so much money into the suda.
He's
so why?
He's only making the suda, so you wouldn't believe him.
Yeah.
That's also why he waited, so it doesn't help.
So we have something. So that's kind of the kasha that we ask over here. The kasha of the it's there's I think we try to machoni ask the kasha. Hold on a second. I have a different question. According to the Manda Omer, that Arusa Yeshla Ksuba. And I got a problem. A man is engaged to a woman. She's an Arusa. He wants out. What should he do? Well, just divorce her. You know how much it's going to cost me to divorce her? It's way too expensive. I don't want to divorce her. What should I do? So I got a good idea. I'll marry her. I'll tie in a Pesach Pasuach. I won't give the Ksuba. What's more expensive, a wedding or a ksuba? It might depend which wedding you're making, Rabbi Sai. But kipshutai frekta achroinim lechayra, the ksuba is more expensive. Ksuba is a year's worth of food, it's worth of money, somewhere $10,000-$20,000. It's a lot of money, right? So the chasana is a takana chasana, you know, he's got a little. So he has a great idea. He has no interest in marrying her. But he has no choice, because he's going to have to give the ksuba instead. Just marry her, and then just out. So where's the chazak? Terech Mesuda Mafsida. Zak the Drisha, Mari de Kavart. He says, yeah, but you listen, you're just taking a very big risk with your money. Because he's going to prance into bed and say, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. What is she going to say? If she says, you're lying, then he might win. But she might be smarter than him. You're going to play that game with me? I'll play that game with you. Misherastani nanasti. Now what happens? He loses his ksuba. He still has to give the ksuba. So now he's going to have to divorce her. Now he paid for the chasana and he's going to have to give the ksuba. A man's not going to take that risk. You lie to me, I'll lie back to you. The truth is that the whole thing isn't true. He wasn't Pesach Pasuach. But if she knows, if she says it, that it wasn't Pesach Pasuach, then she's going to have to pay him. So instead, you lie to me, I'll lie to you. I'll say Mishur is tani na nasti. And then he has to give the ksuba. He ended up paying for the whole chasana and he's going to have to give the ksuba. He's not going to take that risk. That's the Drisha. Yeah. Zokt Rashi. Mepnei shemisyached ima. Says Rashi. BeYehuda hayu miyachadim oisam kidei sheyehei liboy gaspoy. Yehuda, they were miyachad in order that it should be liboy gaspoy. We mentioned back when we saw the sugi of Hegmoin that maybe in Yehuda they used to do it because they were worried about the Hegmoin. They dafka wanted that they shouldn't be besulim. Okay, the Gemara doesn't seem to be like that. I have to do a little bit more research on that. Behuda amai loy, says Rashi, ha'oimer pshita li shalo basi aleha, havada me'achar zinsa, shavya aleha ticha din surah, mali gadol, mali Yehuda. When it comes to Isser, who cares what really happened? He says, I know for sure, it's pshita li, I'm positive that it's Isser. Shavya nafshach ticha din surah. Ela lav, says Rashi, must be coming, lav sida ksubasa. Ubi Yehuda loy mafsinda al piv. By Yehuda, we're not mafsid her based on his words. De amrinon hu ba aleh be'erisin, because we say hu ba aleh be'erisin. Ubegol matzitoin dahaloy nisyached. By Gol, there's no reason to think hu ba aleh be'erisin, because by Gol they weren't miyached. So he comes in and says Pesach Pesuach, we're gonna believe him. But in Yehuda, loy mafsida al piv de amrinon hu ba aleh be'erisin. We said that he was ba'aleh be'erisin. What about the chazok and terech besudo mafsida? Says Rashi. Rashi later on says, Behuda, we say, enachanami, but he was shachach, or he was heriba mitoy chibas, so we'll see the Rashi. In other words, we're not accusing him of lying, we're just accusing him of being mistaken. So once you have chazok and terech besudo mafsida, we're going to assume this person's telling the truth. But in Yehuda, where it's very likely that he was Bala Be'erisin, Amrinan u Bala Be'erisin. We say he was Bala Be'erisin. And he made an honest mistake. He honestly thinks Enam Terech Besudo Mafsida, but either forgot or he doesn't know. Comes Rav David Pavarsky and is medayik in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Amrinon hu ba aleh be'erisin. Says Rav David Pavarsky, this whole din that he's not Nemon, the Yehuda, is only if we say that he's the one who did it. But what would happen if she comes in and says, he's lying? It was Pesach Sosom. He's lying. He would be Neman. It's only because Amrinon hu ba'aleh be'erisin. But if she would come in and say, listen, he's just a big out, he's a flat out liar, then we have a chazaka. Enam terech besudo mafsia. He's not going to lie.
You're saying if she's saying that he didn't do it, even though he's saying he didn't do it?
Right.
Because she's being
Sicer
and so...
Right. Who is saying that he was the one who was Baal Leah?
We are.
So Rashi's Lashon is, Amrinan hu Baal Leah. We say hu Baal Leah. Who's we? Is she saying that?
Oh,
Bezin's saying that. Sounds like it's a Tainan. So Reb David Pavarsky is medayik in Rashi. The Shita Mechubetzes is medayik. That she doesn't have to say anything. He loitan aklum. Still taininon avura shubaleh. That's the Shita. The Shaila is that this concept called taininon psach picha le'ileim, which with taninon of a person, the rule of taninon is usually taninon lahachzik. Veloi taininon lahoitzi. So, how does Rashi over here say we're taininon for her in order for her to get the ksuba?
What if they both say they weren't? Are we still
questions? What do you mean they both say they weren't?
They both say they weren't, but.
That's what I'm saying. B'chayra, there's no taininon. B'chayra, there's no taininon. Then he's going to be Neman. He says she's not a psula. I wasn't Baal. She says also you weren't Baal, but she's still chayv to me. Then we believe him. It's only over here where we're going to be taininon for her.
Not not different because she has her ksuba already.
What do you mean she has her ksuba already?
Like, it's not like she, it's really kind of almost her money.
So we said already a svara that over here we're not really coming to lehaitzi mamain because she has a shtar. We're just coming to be misalik a suffix on the shtar. So maybe over here it's not called tanin lehaitzi.
But the end result is being mighty mama.
The end result that you're being mighty mama. Right. We say tanil l'tanil l'haitzi. Does that mean in order to be that the tain is going to be mighty, or just any time we're being mighty mama? Okay. Lamagay inviter. Says Rashi. My life, the katoin tainus pesach pasuach matzasi. The afal gav, the ain edim bedaver ze. Even though there are no edim in this thing, velo taina muchachas, ela alei samchinon. The amrinon ilav the kushtuhu lohaya marsit sudasai. Why is it samchinon alei? Because we would say if it wasn't the fact he wasn't telling the truth, it would be marsit suda. Vim haya soina, if he hated her, mitchila haya megarisha. He would have divorced her beforehand. V'lo tarach besudas nisuin. Why would he be tarach in the old sudas nisuin? So we thought maybe he's doing it because he wants to get out of the ksuba, but that's not going to work because he's not, because he might end up, losing both. He says to Rashi, umiu bi Yehuda loy mehemen. Why not? Why don't you have a chazok and I'm terech besudah mafsida? Shema boal bi emei erusin. Because maybe he was boal mei erusin v'shochach. And he forgot. How do you forget that? I'm not sure. Oy heraba mitoich chibasa v'lo yoda sheshiber besulea. Or maybe he was heraba mitoich chibasa. In other words, he was intimate with her. He didn't think he was boil her. He didn't realize. Okay, very, very, to me, very light studim over here to say such a thing. But Rashi says, Shema. How does the Shema work? So Rashi holds, Shema is enough to be allow us to do Taininun for her. We're Taininun law. That's why we're Taininun law. Because Shema, it's already enough of a tzad that we're going to be Taininun. It's as if she says, this is what happened.
Randy, maybe it's a right that he's married already, and therefore he's being...
Yeah, it's more mistaber if he was married more than once. He forgot who he was boiled. He knows he was boiled. If he was never boiled before in his life, it's a bizarre havamina that he was shachach, that he was boiled.
Also, he could be married at the same time and marry another woman. He's
been boiled. Azay.
Why don't we say this?
Says Rashi, loy, dekotoyin tainas damim. No, the Gemara says it's not Tainus Pesach Pasuach, it's Tainus Damim. What was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Amar Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lafsidak Subasa. This is not Pesach Pasuach, this is Tainus Damim. Says Rashi, Lo'ilam Ein Malacha B'davar She'eino Yachal Levaroi Eino Neman Lafsidak Subasa. V'diyukot Masnisen D'Dakinon Habagol Matzitoin D'Katoin Tainus Damim. The kagoyin shahayu lahem shushbinon shemeshamshen oisan. There was people that were escorts that were meshamish them, that made sure, checked them beforehand. V'lo nasis oinobadav v'lo rovi ibed v'tainabu. It's that he's not lying, she's not tricking him, that we know if there's no dam over here, we can prove it's a taina berura. It's a davar shayachal, it's a taina berura, says Rashi. Why is Tainus Damim a Taina Brura? Because we're talking about the Shushbinon. Shushbinon means that the people go in the room beforehand, they make sure there's a Sadin there, they stay outside the room, afterwards they check the Sadin, and therefore there's no way for either one of them to either play games. There's no way for her to bring in Dam Tzipor, make sure there's no Dam Tzipor. There's no way for him to, you know, mysteriously make the Sadin disappear. We're going to make sure if there's Dam, it's real Dam, no one's switching the Sadin for a different Sadin, so therefore it's a tiny brew. My boy said, let me ask you a question. Based on this Rashi, what happens if a man walks in the next day and he says, Tainus Damim? He says, Tainus Damim. And there was no Shushbinon.
No, no.
He walks in and says, there's no Dam. Here's the Sadin. No Dam. No Dam. She says, there was Dam. He says, there wasn't Dam. Is he believed or not? Tainus Damim.
No, yeah.
Is he Nemen or is he not Nemen? I can't hear. What? He brings a mapa with no dam on it.
She has to bring a mapa with her.
No, he has to say this.
Nemen or not Nemen, Rabbi said.
She would have to bring a mapa with
them. Nemen or not Nemen? Rabbi said, Ha'oimer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is if we're saying now that Pesach Pasuach is not Nemen, so then Tainis Damim is also not going to be Nemen. The only case Rashi says that Tainis Dam is going to be Neman is this just Binon. So Zekum Tochais Azei, Rabbi say the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel is Pesach Pasuach. No, the Chiddush is any Taina that he comes and does not have evidence for. It could be Tainis Pesach Pasuach. It could also be Tainis Damim. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say Tainis Pesach Pasuach? Because Pesach Pasuach is always a Taina you can't prove, you can't have evidence for. I can't prove Pesach Pasuach ever. Tainis Damim, sometimes you can prove it. How could you prove Tainis Damim? Shushbinon. When you cannot prove Tainis Damim, there's no Shushbinon. Then he could say, she could say, he could say Dam Tzipor, she could say Nev Damapa, whatever, switch the mapa, whatever. It could all different types of things. Shushbinon, then we know for sure. It's a Taina Mivureres. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's Chiddush is, we believe him even though we have no way to back up his Taina. That's Tainis Pesach Pasuach. That's Tainis Damim, Rashi learns. Als the Zelba. If there's Shushbinon, we'll bring the Shushbinon. What happens? There's no Shushbinon. There's no Shushbinon. There was no one there. They spent the night together. He comes and says, here's the mape. No dam. She says, that's not the mape. What are you talking about? He brought a whole different mape. Here's the mape. He says, that's not the mape. It's a different mape. They're arguing over what's the mape. There is a mape. The mape disappeared. Whatever it is. He says, listen, there was no dam. She says, there was dam. Who do we listen to? According to Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, she's not Nemun. If we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel,
he's not
Nemun.
She or he?
He is not Nemun. Because his Taina is not Mevureres. He's not going to be Nemun. There's no suffix here. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel is Mechadish. Pesach Pasuach is Nemun. If Pesach Pasuach is Nemun, also Damim is Nemun. But if Pesach Pasuach is not Nemun, also Damim is not Nemun. The only case, the Gemara says, no, Tainis Damim. Tainis Damim is Nemun. Which Tainis Damim is Nemun over Pesach Pasuach? Only Tainis Damim with Shushbinon. Rabbi Yehuda himself is Mechadish Nemun Pesach Pasuach. You're also Nemun Damim. But if you don't hold your Nemun Pesach Pasuach, you're also not Nemun Damim. So why does Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel say Pesach Pasuach? That's just the quintessential case when you don't have any Shushbinon, because it's impossible Shushbinon. But in a Chanan, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel is being Machadish. Also in the case of Damim, there's a Chiddush over there. And if you don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, then you hold also Tainis Damim. He's not going to be now. That's Klar and Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Toisus is going to argue on this. This is what we're going to see, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. We have to start the Toisus, Rabbi Yisai. Let's see what Toisus says. Says Toisus. Says Toisus. Neman lav sidok subasa. It says, "Oymeri, the Shmuel Moida Shapir the Neman Lo Israelov. We'll have Siduk Subasa Itzrichle. Shmuel is being mechadish that not only Shmuel agrees Neman Lo Israelov. What's Shmuel coming mechadish? Not only are you Neman Lo Israelov, but even." Again, Rabbi, this is very important. You can just run over this Tosis and not realize there's something very, very big here. Let's see. Amari, the Shmuel, give me a second, okay? Totally. Shmuel, Moide Shapir, Dinem and Isrolov. Ulav Sira Ksubasa, it's Trich Leilash Minon. Isrolov, that's already a given. There's a bigger Chiddush. Even Lafsira Ksubasa, it's Trich Leilash Minon. That even Nemon Lafsira Ksubasa. Deloy Tema, Deloy Yehe Nemon, Avagav Tekim. Pesach Pasuach, the name of Mezid Meshaker Lafsiyak Subasa. Rabbi Lazar Nami Matzi Shot Saver the name of Lafsida. Rabbi Lazar also could hold name of Lafsida. The Nokat La Isra Lirabusa the Kol Shchei the name of Lafsiyak Subasa. Kedemuch Basugil El. Okay. So hold on a second. Hold on. Give me a second, okay? I just want to. So it comes out. What Tosis is trying to do is he says, look, I have a Rabbi Lazar and I'm an Aleph. What does Rabbi Lazar say on Pesach Pesuach Neman? I have on the Beis Rabbi Yehuda Meshmor. What does he say, Neman? Afsida. Do they agree to each other? They argue. Says Tosis, listen, I can work this out. Don't worry about it. Each one agrees to the other. Each one has to say his Chiddush. We'll talk about exactly what. Fine. According to Rashi, this discussion doesn't begin. Why? Ahmed Aleph is talking about Bachur. Ahmed Beis is talking about Nasui. It's a whole different discussion. There's no discussion here. But Tosis is trying to figure out this. Each one hold of the other. They're not talking about the same thing, Bechlal. According to Rashi. Okay. Rashi Achtaka says he's not Neman Lafsira Ksubasa. Why not? He's talking about Bachur. But Tosis Taka says Tosis. Miu b'Yushalmi mashma to the Rabbi Lazar ain't a neman lafsida ksubasa. Tosis says, I'm saying Rabbi Lazar also holds lafsida. Yushalmi is mashma. Rabbi Lazar ain't a neman lafsida ksubasa. Now, what do you say? Why does Tosis decide to go to the Yushalmi? To say Yushami says Rabbi Lazar holds in and out of sin. Who else says that this is Kiva Tapper asked me this question? Who else says that by Rabbi Lazar is not Nemal Afsidik Subasa? Rashi. What do you have to go run to Yushami for? So hold on, and I'll say more. Get good. One second. When the Rajba brings down this pshat, the Rajba says Miu. It's my Kamash. It's so like beautiful. Miu. Rashi says the Rajba goes on the Rashi. So why is it that Tosfos doesn't like? Why does Tosfos have to run to the Yushalmi? Zokta Motche. Because it's a stronger raya. Why is it a stronger raya? Tosfos is very fine arguing on Rashi. He does it all the time. He argues on Rashi. So Rashi, you know, it's not a problem. But I got Yushalmi. Whoa. Yushalmi. I can't just like, you know, machavek the Yushalmi. Okay, that we have to figure out. I don't know if the Rajba is as, you know, comfortable arguing with Rashi or maybe not. He does argue with Rashi. But okay, good. But I want to ask you another question. Okay, Tosis. So you come along with your ganze shtickle Torah, you have all this stuff. You got Yushalmi. What is that? Mihu. Like, however, there's Yushalmi. Like, okay, you didn't want to bring Rashi because Rashi you're not comfortable arguing with. Rashi you're comfortable arguing with. Yushalmi you're not. So how do you just say Yushalmi just says that and just end there? So then, Kishem Shemekablin Tzchara La Drisha, Kach Mekablin Tzchara La Prisha. So Tosis, Bichoizer. Tosis is not willing to go up against Yushalmi. So how does he just say, Mihu Yushalmi seems to say not like me? Because Tosis Vaistachos holds it's a machloikis Bavli Yushalmi. That could be. Tosis isn't arguing. The Bavli is. Tosis started off before. Tosis says it's mashma ksuba more than iser. Tosis already brought like. Tosis feels that this is the machloikis Bavli Yushalmi, and it's even meduyek. Because how does the Yushalmi say Rabbi Lazar's din? Rabbi Pesach Basuch Matzasi. What's the lashon of the Yushalmi of the Bavli? Neman. Lo Yisrael love. The lashon Yerushalmi is Amar Pesach Busuch Matzasi Asur Lekayma. Different lashon. Asur Lekayma. That lashon Asur Lekayma sounds like neder. Say the Chanami. Tosis learns this machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. It's fine. Machlokes Bavli. We'll have other Bavlis and Yerushalmis that argue about different things. We said there's three machlokes and three shinuyim Bavli Yerushalmi. All the shitasim. Fine. So Tosis says this is my pshat in Bavli. Zos to listen. Yerushalmi argues. Yerushalmi's mashmitz argues. Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, but Rabbi said, now comes the big avoid in Tosfos. Echmein, if we think of Tosfos as false, let's go through the Tosfos again. I want you to tell me which is a bigger Chiddush. I want to go through this Tosfos, and let's start from the beginning. Tosfos says again, says Tosfos. Omri. Shmuel moed eshaper dinem en oisrolof. Shmuel's minded Emel Yisro. He's minded to Rabbi Lazar. Ulaf sinda ksubasa itzrich leila ashmeinon. In other words, Rabbi Lazar told me already in Emel Yisro. Shmuel says, I know that, but I want to tell you a bigger chiddush. What's the bigger chiddush? Lafsik subasa. So in the beginning of Tosfos, I say, which is a bigger chiddush? Lo Yisro lafsik subasa. Which is a bigger chiddush? Lahafsik Subas is a bigger chiddush. After Rabbi Elazar already told us, Ne'amar LaYisra, come Shmuel, Lashmi'inon, Lafsidak Subasa, it's Strichle Lashmi'inon. I need to tell me even Nocha Knech, Nocha Shtikol, that even Lafsik Subasa. Then Tosis continues and says, For Rabbi Elazar Nami Matzi Savar Dinaman Lafsida. Rabbi Elazar also can hold Ne'amar Lafsida. V'nokad LaYisra. Why does he say LaYisra? L'Rabu'usa. To be marba, the kol shrei nemon lehafsik subasa comes along, says Taisvis. Rabbi Lozer is telling me, not only you nemon lehafsid, but you're even nemon laisra. If you're nemon laisra, kol shrei you're nemon lehafsida, because once you're nemon lehafsida, so it's a bigger chiddush to say you're nemon laisra. Once you're nemon laisra, for sure you're nemon lehafsida subasa. So now Taisvis is saying in Rabbi Lozer, which is the bigger chiddush? Laisra is the bigger chiddush. Kol shrei you're nemon lehafsida. But it's a steer and tisus from one line to the next. One line to the next, a steer and tisus. Which one is a bigger chiddush? So they're saying they're not arguing. They're just coming to say they hold up each other. They're not coming to say that they're arguing.
They're arguing which one is bigger.
No. I don't think so, folks. It's a nice try, but I don't think so.
According to Rashi, Rabbi Elazar wishing to hold like Shmuel.
What? Nope. There's a very glatt teretz to this kasha, and when you figure out the teretz of this kasha, it rings with emes. It's mamish pshat in the Tosfos. So I'm going to ask the kasha one more time. I'm going to allow you to think about it a little bit. You will, because you have the answer before that. Tosfos starts out, and Tosfos says, Shmuel holds of Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar just said Neman Lo Yisra. Shmuel's coming to say not only now Lo Yisra, even Lafsidak Subasa. That's a bigger chiddush. Then Tosfos says Rabbi Elazar can hold of Shmuel, but Rabbi Elazar's coming to say that it's Neman Lo Yisra. The Kol Shchein Yer Neman Lafsidak Subasa. Sounds like from Rabbi Elazar that the bigger chiddush is Lo Yisra is the bigger chiddush. Which is the bigger chiddush?
So Shmuel just had to speak out that it's a bigger
chiddush. Why does that? Which one is the bigger chiddush? Rabbi Say, if you harva off this Tosfos, push it. I'm telling you, the pshat is, it's there, it's munach in the words, if you read all the words carefully. And if you get that, Bez Hashem, hopefully we're going to continue with this. We're going to finish the Tosfos, finish the sugya, Bez Hashem, we'll be another tomorrow.